This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans in the U.S. Senate blocked the advancement of a major voting rights bill on Tuesday, with 60 votes required to advance the bill for debate, and Republicans opposing the measure in the evenly split 100-member chamber. The bill stalled. Lindsey Graham, a prominent South Carolina Republican, called the measure an insane idea in a statement released shortly after he voted no. He added, simply put, this is the biggest power grab in modern American history. Democrats plan to push for a revised version led by Senator Joe Manchin, a West Virginia Democrat who had announced his opposition to the legislation approved by the House of Representatives. His proposed changes include adding a national voter ID requirement and cutting a public campaign financing provision from the original version, but his changes to the measure have drawn no Republican support. The Democratic push for election reform comes as Republican-controlled legislatures in many states are enacting new restrictions following the 2020 election that saw former President Donald Trump repeatedly make false claims of election fraud. The U.S. Department of Justice announced Tuesday it is creating 5 strike forces to combat illegal gun trafficking in the United States. The strike forces will target what the DOJ calls significant gun trafficking corridors, including New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, this in the hopes of reducing violent crime. The announcement comes as President Joe Biden is set to address rising shootings and other violent crime surging in cities around the country. During a Wednesday speech, the New York Times reported that in the first 3 months of 2021, 37 cities saw on average an 18% increase in murders compared to the same period in 2020. This is VOA.